सहनावतु सहनौवनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। धृतराष्ट्र आस्क्ड माम का पांडवाश्चैव किम अकुर्वत संजय, ओ संजय प्लीज टेल मी what my children Kaurav, Mamaka and Pandava, what did they do there in Kurukshetra? Then Sanjay started narrating what is happening there. Sanjay is in Indraprastha in Delhi and the war is going on, the battle is going on Kurukshetra, 180 miles away from there. And now Sanjay is narrating whole thing, that Duryodhan seeing the Pandav side, the formation of the army on the Pandav side, then he came to Dronacharya. And who was the commander-in-chief of the Kaurav side? Bhishma Pitamaha. So instead of coming to the Bhishma Pitamaha commander-in-chief, seeing the formation of Pandava, he came to Acharya. Dronacharya he came and told him who has made this formation, he was your student and this and that. And then he narrated 17 Maharathis on the side of Pandavas. Then also he said a couple of words, taunting words to Acharya, but Acharya kept mum, he didn't say anything. But you can make out from his face that he is not happy with those words. Then after that he says that our forces, our army is also sufficient. Then again a thought is coming in his mind, no, it is not sufficient. There is a fear in the mind of Duryodhan. So seeing what is happening, a dialogue happening between Dronacharya and Duryodhan, Bhishma Pita standing very close to it was observing everything. So in order to cheer up Duryodhan, he immediately blew his conch, announced that the war to begin. From his side is ready. Then after narrating the what is happening in the Kaurav side, now Sanjay is narrating about the Pandav side, other side. On the Pandav side, he describes the chariot of Lord. It's being pulled by white horses. And Sarathi is Lord Krishna. And Rathi is Arjun is there. And thereafter he told, who blew the conch from the Pandav side first? Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is not a part of the army, you know. He is a sarathi, he is a charioteer. He blew the conch. That signifies that Lord has taken over. From the Pandav side, it is the Lord who is the Karta. Lord is Karta. And he is responsible for the what is going to happen and what will the final result. But he is not going to take up any arm. Then Sanjay gives the full details of 18 conches, the names of 18 conches and who blew and everything in detail. There were 17 Maharathi which Duryodhan saw on the Pandav side and the 18 conches are given. Can anybody tell me who is the 18th one? Why one extra? Krishna. Because Krishna's name is not as a Maharathi. He is not taking part in that. So therefore, there are 18 conches were blown on the Pandav side whereas the Maharati seen by Duryodhana were only 17. Then Sanjay describes, he is trying to compare the sound made by the army of Kaurava and the sound made by the army of Pandava. From the army side of Pandava, only 18 conches, no drums and cow horn, nothing. And that sound itself broke the heart of all Kaurava army. Then Arjun pravitte shastra sampate dhanuruddhamya pandava. Pandava, Arjun has taken up his gandip. He stood on the, his chariot, ready to fight with full energy. He is a kshatriya. He knows his responsibility. There is no confusion in his mind. And at that time, Rishikesham tadavakyam idiha mahipate. Mahipate, then mahipate the Dhritarashtra. Oh, this sentence he said to Krishna. Arjun said something to Lord Krishna. What did he say? Verse number 21 and 22.
Verse 21-22. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame chuta yavad etan nirikshayam yodhukamanavasthitan
Kairmaya sahayodhavyam.
Asmin rana samudhyame.
Arjuna uvacha. Senayorubhayormadhye.
Ratham sthapayame chuta. Yavadetanirikshaham. Yodhukamanavasthitan Kairmaya sahayodhavyam Asmin rana samudhyame.
Senayo ubhayor madhye ratham sthapayame acha. Arjun is now saying, some Mahatma say, you see, Lord Krishna was a little bit senior from Arjun in age also. And Arjun also knew that he is not an ordinary person because he knows his leela, what he has done from the childhood, he knows everything. Whether he will obey my command or not, he is sarthi. I am rathi. I am now owner of this rath. He is driver. Therefore he says, Senyo ubhyor madhye ratham sthapyame achyuta. O Achyut, please place my chariot between both armies. It's a command like a soldier. Please do it. Like if we employ a driver, the owner always says, you take me to this place, you take me to that place. Order like, same way he orders. Okay, to whom he is ordering? Achyut. Achyut. Who is this Achyut? He is a controller, he is antaryami and bahiryami. You see, the beauty of this place you have to understand. Lord is antaryami, he is in every being, even the Kaurava side army and the Pandava side, in all beings he is there. He is a controller from inside and now he is present physically also, bahiryami. So antaryami and bahiryami. And how is that? Achyuta. Achyuta means one who remains unaffected by time, space and causation. He is not affected by time. Not affected by any causation or not affected by any space. That is Achyuta. The second meaning of Achyuta is one who does not fall from the nature of stature and promise. He never comes down from his promise, never comes down from his stature. And there are many promises he has made in Bhagavad Gita. These are all written promises. Like Na me bhakta pranishyati. Yoga, Chem, Bahamyam. These are all promises made by Lord. न मे भक्त प्रणश्यति. इवन इफ अर्जुन फॉल्स, यू से द अर्जुन हैज, इफ यू रीड केयरफुली इन द फर्स्ट लाइन ही से मे रथ. मे रथ मीन्स माई रथ, लाइक ए ऑर्डनरी पीपुल से ना, किसकी गाड़ी है? मेरी गाड़ी है, माई कार, माई हाउस. सो अर्जुन इज इग्नोरेंट एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. रियली स्पीकिंग एवरीथिंग बिलोंग्स टू लॉर्ड. इन इग्नोरेंस वी से दिस इज माई, दिस इज माई, दिस इज माई. बट लॉर्ड विल टेक केयर ऑफ हिम बिकॉज ही इज द भक्त ऑफ लॉर्ड. ही विल टेक केयर. आफ्टर द एंड ऑफ द भगवद गीता ही हैज गॉट नो अटैचमेंट. He will kill his all kins and relatives, everything will be gone. All delusion gone at that time. So Lord has taken a vow, a bhakta tran. He will never go back from his promise. He is Vaikunthapati. He is Arup, Achintya, Santakaran, Bhujakhanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. He is that standard. He is of that standard. So, let us see how he has taken care of bhaktas. In the case of Dhruva, he was a young child, but he has taken care of Dhruva, gave him the Dhruva Loka. Whatever he wanted, he gave him Dhruva Loka. In Treta Yuga, as a Ram, when he came, we have seen the Kubja, a humpback woman. He just clipped it like this and she became beautiful and straight. Immediately, bhakta of Lord. To poor Brahman Sudama, he gave everything. Sudama went to Lord Krishna, could not ask that I have come for this purpose. Rather, he was astonished when he came to palace. At that time, his dhoti and all things were torn. Then Lord Krishna gave him beautiful clothes. जब हो गया देन बोला यू टेक आउट माई क्लोथ एंड यू वियर योर धोती एंड गो. बट वेन ही वेंट देयर देन हिज ऑल कुटिया एंड एवरीथिंग हैज बिकम पैलेस. सो ही गिव्स ऑल हिज वेल्थ टू सुदामा. ही गेव नॉलेज टू बूचर इवन व्याध. बाय प्रोफेशन ही वॉज ए बूचर बट नॉलेज वॉज गिवन टू हिम ऑल्सो. एंड इन द केस ऑफ यू सी when Lord takes an avatar, that means he want to set the dharma at its level. When adharma, unrighteousness increases and the dharma comes down, then he takes incarnation. Not always. When required, he will come. When he comes, first what he will try to convince the adharmi, those who are doing unrighteous thing, to stop that. If they don't agree, then the next second step is he will kill them straight away. In the case of Ram Ravan also you'll find, before fighting with Ravan, Ramji said, you return Sita and I'm going back. Raman said, no, nothing doing. Then he killed him. In the case of Kaurav also, he went as an ambassador to Duryodhan and told, okay, you give me 5 villages, 5 houses, a flat with 5 bedroom, our Gurudev used to say. Okay, one flat with 5 bedroom, de do, tab bhi theek hai, chalo. No! Duryodhan said, nothing doing, I will not give you even anything. Then after that, battle was decided, okay, we have to fight. And there we know, everybody was killed except 5-6 people were remaining. So, when he went as an ambassador to Duryodhan for negotiation, at that time Duryodhan prepared so many dishes, so many items, and Duryodhan was thinking, I am throwing a party and I am going to offer him such food which Lord Krishna has never tasted. That was his thinking. But Lord Krishna didn't take anything from there. He did not eat there. He came back and went to Bidur. At Bidur house, he took lunch. And who was Bidur? Dasiputra. See? So what Lord sees is the bhakta, whether he is my bhakta or not. If he is a bhakta, if he is a devotee, Lord will protect. Why? Name bhakta pranashyati is a promise. And if you surrender yourself 100%, then also he will take care of your yoga sem bahamyam. He will give you everything. So Bhagwan is pleased by the bhakti. And Arjun is also a bhakta. So yavat etan niriche aham yo yuddha kaman avasthitan. While these niriche behold aham I yuddha kamanan desirous of fighting avasthitan stand. That I may behold those who stand here to desirous of fighting. Yavat, you take that chariot so far so that I can see the who are the people standing on the other side. It is said that the Kaurav side formation was like a bird with the wings. That way it was the formation. So the instruction to Lord Krishna was that you take so far, it is now you have to decide where to place this chariot. So that I have a bird's eye view of the whole formation. Kai mai asa yodhavyam asmin rana samudyame. On the eve of this battle, let me know with whom I must fight. So up to this point, he was courageous in full form. He was standing with the Gandiv in his hand, prepared to fight. Then after that, 23.
Verse 23. Yaetetra samagataha. Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhehe. Yuddhe priya chikirshavah. Yotsamananavekshehaṁ. Yaetetra samagataḥ. Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhehe. Yuddhe priya chikirshavah.
Yoshamanan aveche aham yaha ete atra samagata. For I desire to observe those who are assembled here to fight. The purpose of taking the chariot at a place where from I can see who are the people who have assembled to fight with me. Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe yuddhe priya chikarsiva. Dhartarashtra of the son of Dhritarashtra. Durbuddhe, evil minded. They were all evil-minded, low-minded, power-mad, greed-ridden. All those people who joined the Kaurav party, they all have in the mind that if we win this battle, I will get this power, this position, this much of wealth. Like the politician in India, if the party wins, who will be defense minister, who will be finance minister, everybody is trying to grab the position, power, position, money. Durbuddhe, yuddhe in this battle, priya chikirsava, wishing to please, they all have come to please Duryodhan, so that they can get good position, wealth, etc. So Duryodhan was evil-minded, continuously persecuted Pandav, gave poison to Bhim, even burnt their Lakshagriha also, dishonored Draupadi also. So purpose of taking Rath in the middle was I have to take a call with whom I have to fight. And number two, I want to see people who have come to fight for Duryodhan. Who are these Adharmi people who are supporting Duryodhan? Next.
Sanjaya uvacha. Evam mukto rishikeshah. Gudakeshena bharata. सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये
सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये
स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमम् भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति संजय उवाच एवमुक्तो ऋषिकेशः गुडाकेशेन भारत सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमम् भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति
संजय उवाच संजय नाउ रिपोर्टिंग टू धृतराष्ट्र एवं मुक्त ऋषिकेश गुड़ाकेशन भारत दस एड्रेस बाय द गुड़ाकेश गुड़ाकेश अर्जुन ही ऑर्डर लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक दिस चैरियट एट दिस प्लेस फ्रॉम वेयर आई कैन हैव ए बर्ड्स आई व्यू भारत दिस भारत वर्ड इज यूज फॉर धृतराष्ट्र यू सी संजय इज so intelligent that he very, very cautiously he picks up the word Bharata. Oh, you are from that great dynasty of King Bharat. Dhritarashtra, you be righteous to Pandav. You belong to that dynasty. Even at this time also, if you want, you can stop it. That is the indication there. सेनयो उभयोर मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथ उत्तमम एंड दैट रथ उत्तम द बेस्ट ऑफ द चैरियट हैविंग स्टेशन इन द बिटवीन द टू आर्मीज भीष्म द्रोण प्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीषिताम एंड लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हाट इज टू बी डन ही डिड एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम दैट वाज हिज डिप्लोमेसी ही put the chariot in front of Bhishma Pitamaha and Drona. Not in front of Duryodhan or not in front of all the soldiers who were smoking, Bidiwala. No. Had it been in front of Duryodhan, they have started fighting immediately. No Gita, Katam. But he put that chariot just in front of Bhishma Pitamaha and Dronacharya. And at that time, Lord said in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find Lord is saying only one sentence, only this much. Uvaj partha pasya etan samvetan kuruniti. You see, all these kurus are standing here. And in the whole of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra has said only one verse. Dharma Chetre, Kuru Chetre, Samveta, only one verse is said by Dhritarashtra. And in chapter 1, only one sentence is said by Lord Krishna. So Lord did his job, what was said by Arjun, he did it as commanded. He placed the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona. Rishikesha, what is Rishikesha? Rishak Isha means senses. Isha means Lord. He is the Lord of senses. Lord of senses means he is inside everybody. He is inside everybody. Antaryami Rupena. And he is the controller in each and every being. Pasya etan samevetan kuruniti. And he's told only this much. Gudakesa. Gudakesa means what? Gudak plus Isa. Gudakesa. Gudak means sleep. Isa means Lord. lord of sleep. Lord of sleep means who has conquered sleep. Who has conquered sleep means what? Who has conquered tamogun. Because tamogun is represented by sleep, laziness, and pramad, heedlessness, carelessness. So suppose you are sitting in Gita class and sleeping. What does that mean? Tamogun has come. You see, Maya is very powerful. When the knowledge is happening at that time, so that you don't get knowledge, it is not your fault. It is the fault of Maya. Maya will come and make you sleepy. Tamogun. So he is addressed as a Gudakesa, but slowly you will find he will be in the Tamogun. The same Arjun will be saying, what is my duty in this battlefield? Same Arjun. Within few minutes he will say, what is my duty in this battlefield? He will become so emotional. Partha. Partha means son of Pritha. Other name of Kunti is Pritha. She was sister of Vasudev. Lord is mentioning her name. Close relationship. Why? Have faith on me. I am not a paid driver. I am very close relative of yours. So trust me. So Parth has a flavor of Parthiv also. Gurudev writes in his commentary, Parthiv. Parthiv means clay made. How is the Lord? This truth or this song is being sung by Lord, who is immortal. And to whom it is being given? Arjun. Arjun is mortal. So we are all Partha, made of material, Pancha Mahabhuta. But Lord Krishna is not made of Pancha Mahabhuta. It's a Divya Sarir, a divine body. So from the immortal to mortal, the knowledge is flowing. Next.
Verse 26-27. Tatra pashyan sthita partha. Pitrinatha pitamahan. Acharyan matulan bhratrin. Putran pautran sakhinstatha. Swashuran suhridaschaiva. Senayorubhayorapi. Tan samikshya cha kaunteyah. Sarvan bandhunavasthitan. Kripaya paraya vishtah. Visidannidam abravita. Tatra pashyat sthitan partha pitrinatha pitamahan acharyan matulan bhatrin putran pautran sakhi tatha.
Then what he saw? Pitrin. Pitrin means father. See, Arjun's father, Pandu, has died. He is not there on the both sides. And the Kaurav uncle, Kaurav father, Dhritarashtra, he is also not there. So stature of the father level, those people were also present there. Pitrin, Pitamahan. Pitamahan means grandfather. Bhishma Pitamaha is there. Then Somdatta was there. Acharyan. Acharya were there. Dronacharya, Kripacharya. Kripacharya was Kulguru. Kulguru. And Dronacharya was the teacher for the archery and all that. Matulan, Mama was there. Who was Mama? Shakuni. See? Everybody knows Shakuni Mama. Bhatrin, Duryodhan and all that were there. Then Putran. Putran, son of Duryodhan was also there. Putran. Then Pautran. Pautran means grandsons. So from grandfather to grandson. All were there. Sakim, friends also. Friends like Aswatthama. They were on that side. Sasuran, father-in-law. Suhrid, friends. And also in the both army, he saw not only Kaurav side, he said, are same people are here also? All relatives? Tan samichasa kaunteya sarvan bandhun avastitan. Then the son of Kunti seeing all these kinsmen standing array. Now Arjun has carefully seeing everybody. And instead of seeing enemies, he has started seeing relatives. Bas ek gadbad ho gaya yahan se. Now the train is going to derail. This is wrong understanding here. Arjun prepared for so many years for this war. He knew very well who will be on the enemy side. He knew it very well. Now instead of seeing enemies, he is saying bandhun, all relatives. Why it has happened? Kripya parya avishto visida nidam abhrabhit. Kripya parya. Who is reporting? Sanjay is reporting to whom? To Dhritarashtra. And I told you Sanjay has got the Divya Drishti. Sanjay has got the Divya Drishti. What is the specialty of the Divya Drishti? He can see anything happening far. He can hear like television nowadays. Plus, he has got a special power that he can read the mind of any person. He can enter the mind also. Kripya Paryavishta, he has entered into the mind of Arjun and he is saying that his mind is now full of pity, a compassion. This is called Arjun disease and three people will be diagnosing this disease. First is Sanjay, he is saying Kripya Paryavishta. Second will be Lord Krishna. And the third, Arjun himself will say, what has happened to me? So remember, that Sanjay is saying that Arjun is Kripya Parya Avishtaha. Visidan idam abravid, and sorrowfully, filled with deep pity, he said. So what is this Kripya Parya Avishtaha? A kind of love, but not right at this occasion. Your love toward your relatives should not come in the battlefield. Gita says, even if your own relative is unrighteous, adharmi, proper punishment should be given to them. But we find Kripya Paryavishta is a very common thing. It always happens. Suppose in a court, if a judge is sitting and his son is brought as a criminal, what will happen? Kripya Paryavishta. Had it been somebody else, he could have given a very harsh judgment. But my son, this is his first time. By mistake he has done. Kripya Paravishta, less sentence. Or a teacher is seeing his own daughter's answer script. What will happen? Thoda sa galti kiya hai. Kripya Paravishta, chalo, let us give me only half mark less. Thoda jyada de do. Will it happen or not? Kripya paryavishtah. Even a politician who has won the election when he's giving, awarding a contract to his own relative, kripya paryavishtah, all the rules and regulations will be bypassed. Kripya paryavishtah. Then Arjun is a soldier. He should see who are the soldiers assembled here, ready to fight with him. Instead of seeing the warriors, he has started seeing the relatives. Sasur, mama, bhai, putra, pautra, and all these things he is seeing. But Lord said, you see the Kurus, your enemies. Only one sentence Lord said, and in it very clearly Lord said, you see your enemies here. Arjun took salary from the state when there was no battle you enjoy. Every month you get paycheck and the army, they enjoy. But at the time of battle, same Arjun is going to run away. He will say, I don't want to fight, I want to go back. This emotion of Kripya Paryavishta has come. What this emotion has done, this emotion actually covers intellect. When the emotion comes, your intellect is covered. Therefore, you will find no doctor would like to operate his own kith and kin. Why? Emotions will come and his intellect will not function properly. Even when somebody dies in our family, we do Shraddh. After 10 days, 11 days, 15, 17 days, different on different customs of different places in India. Always the wise people say, don't go out. Why? Well, some very close relative has died and you are emotional at this time. What will happen? You will be absent-minded. Your intellect will not function. That time if you go on the road, you may meet with an accident. If you drive, you are not careful. So emotions are so powerful that they cover your intellect. And the same thing has happened here because the same Arjun will ask Lord Krishna, what is my duty in this battlefield? You see, such a silly question he will ask. So it is a moha kripa, misplaced kripa, avishta, all of a sudden it has come. The word, the line, tan samichya sa kaunteya sarvan bandhun avasthitan, it is a wrong perception of the enemies as kith and kin. This is lack of right vision. Moh has come. His intellect is already clouded. Instead of seeing enemies, he is seeing relatives now. Kripya paryavishta indicate delusion of Arjun. Arjun is deluded. Visidan idam abravit, delusion will lead to sorrow and never joy. We all are deluded. What is our delusion? What is delusion? It's a wrong understanding of a thing is delusion. Not understanding a thing as it is a delusion. Our understanding is that this jagat is real. Really speaking, the jagat is not real. So it is a wrong understanding. So what happens? This wrong understanding brings us sorrow. We all experience sorrow. So moha will always bring soka. So now next three verses we will find that the Arjun, what is his state now? Anxiety stricken. Arjun will be find, we will find that he is totally broken down at body level, at speech level, at mind level. And he is going to tell himself, Arjun will tell himself what is happening to him. That we will see in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti, 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 Hari Om, Sri Guru Namah.
हरिओम।